Before we get to talking about all of this week's news AF, I want to take a moment and thank our friends over at LaCroix Sparkling Water for sponsoring this episode of Rob is a Podcast. LaCroix Sparkling Water is a healthy for you and naturally delicious effervescent beverage. Enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, which is a calorie, sweetener, and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. LaCroix's 24 flavors include the newly introduced key lime and are confirmed to be from natural sources with natural fruit essences, confirmed as natural. Families continue to value the wholesomeness of LaCroix sparkling water, and I do too. Make the switch to LaCroix sparkling water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle, because it's the number one sparkling brand in the United States. Share LaCroix with the friend and shout out, I love LaCroix. Distinctive packaging, robust aroma, and natural essence make LaCroix the innocent alternative for the health conscious consumer with zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium. That's equal innocent. There are 14 LaCroix flavors, including the newest flavors like key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit, peach, pear, coconut, lemon, lime, berry, cran, raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure. That's unflavored. Round out the lineup, and they've got six LaCroix curate flavors like pineapple, strawberry, apple, berry, cherry, lime, kiwi, watermelon, blackberry, cucumber, and cantaloupe, pink, grapefruit. LaCroix curate has a bolder flavor with some innocent nutritionals as well. LaCroix sparkling water and LaCroix curate sparkling water is gluten-free, vegan, and kosher, non-GMO. What are you waiting for? And environmentally friendly too. LaCroix sparkling water and LaCroix curate sparkling water are both available nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social media at LaCroix Water or check them out at LaCroixWater.com. For a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back here once again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of January 15, 2019 on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The News AF team is back together within 72 hours since the last time we spoke for what could be a record, except for maybe when we were all in one place in Utah back at RehabCon 2017. Here he is, the man who has kicked off 2019 in true Tyson style. Here's Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop.
How did I kick off 2019?
I was hoping that you would have something ready to go.
Oh, I've been jogging 2 days in a row.
Whoa.
And Rachel has me on this new cleanse, which I have this some type of smoothie here.
What are you cleansing?
Yeah.
Look, I just do what I'm told.
You don't drink. You don't smoke.
There's so many cleanses.
Mountain Dew like Danny.
That's my cleanse. The Dew cleanse.
No, I think Rachel's doing some type of liver cleanse or something. So I took Bergen to the trampoline park yesterday.
How dirty could your liver be?
It's pretty clean, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I got so
this,
clean.
I got this lemon tea here that it's just like I got these two beverages. I don't know what I'm doing, but I ate a half sleeve of pizza Pringles yesterday in secret.
The shame. Eating alone.
Well, now Bergen was with me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The man who knows no cleanse, Mr. Danny.
I had
Bryson,
to look around.
How are you?
Okay. By the way, the Mountain Dew cleanse, I noticed something the other day. We have fruit flies because my kids love eating healthy, but they leave all of their debris all over the house. Fruit everywhere. Yeah. Hidden behind counters. So it's like the fruit flies multiply. The one thing the fruit flies will not touch is my Mountain Dew. It's the only thing it's a repellent. It's probably killing them. I should actually look inside the bottle. So it is cleansing the house of fruit fly, or, you know, it keeps the fruit flies away from my Mountain Dew and me. If it's anywhere near me.
Do you want me to tell you something? On Survivor, they say if you chop the head of a fish off and set it out and the flies don't eat the don't go to the fish's head, that means the fish is poisonous and do not eat the fish.
Oh.
So you've got this thing going on, Danny, where it's like if even the bugs won't touch your Mountain Dew.
They won't.
I bet ants would if you dump some on the asphalt and let it dry up till it was just a sugary glop.
Ants are like the vacuum cleaner of nature. They'll go out there and
I don't think that's how it works.
I feel like it is.
I think an anteater is like the vacuum cleaner of ants. I've heard that.
Uh-huh. Well, ants eat all the stuff that my kids drop, and then the anteater eats the ants, so I guess you're right. But
Tyson,
did you ever try this fish thing? Did you ever chop the head off and
Yeah, they recommended that we do it in Samoa, I think. All the flies always went to the fish heads, so we never got to see it in any other. So maybe it was just to make us feel good about eating a bunch of mercury. I don't know.
Is that what the flies are repelled by mercury? That's what they would.
No, but the flies, I think,
if high levels of mercury.
I think the fish have some toxic. There's some toxic disease that they have.
Right.
And if they have that toxic disease, the flies and insects can sense that or whatever and don't go to the fish heads. But we never came across a fish that a fly didn't like its head.
Danny, what are you doing to kill all the fruit flies?
We've actually built these traps
with the fruit fly traps.
The vinegar. Yeah, with the vinegar, and saran wrap. Yeah, it's like a fruit fly genocide.
Really?
It's all these cubs out with the vinegar and they're filled with dead fruit flies and yet they keep coming.
Put saran wrap on the top?
Yep, put saran wrap on the top. You poke little holes.
What are you guys talking about?
Dude, my kids, Tyson, eat incredibly healthy. It's actually mind-boggling. They did not get that from me.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, how do you both know about this fruit fly trap?
Because I'm leading there. Yeah. My kids leave out much fruit.
I've done it, but I did it with red wine, not with vinegar. Together, me and Dave can make a nice fruit fly salad dressing.
Isn't red wine and vinegar from the same source? They're just different lengths of time across their journey.
What is this, a science podcast?
I I think if you leave wine for long enough, it becomes vinegar.
Is that true?
Yes.
Are you sure this isn't a scientist. Bible story?
I'm pretty sure.
Jesus turned water into wine, not wine into vinegar.
Now that you guys are doubting me, before I was like 90% sure. Now I'm like 40% sure.
Yeah. Well, Tyson, if you ever have fruit flies, these traps work. It's the only thing that I spent an entire day walking around with my vacuum trying to suck them all up and it didn't do anything. But these traps do work.
What if you got your patio misters indoors and pumped Mountain Dew through them?
My house would smell amazing.
Yeah. So what? So the flies go into the vinegar and get stuck, or
poke holes in the saran wrap and they can get in the hole, but then they can't get out. I thought they couldn't get out of the hole because they were too drunk, Danny. But now you're telling me that vinegar works also.
Yeah, and I don't know why they can't get out either, but they don't.
Do
and
they
a lot
get
of them have
on
died.
The vinegar?
Maybe they get overwhelmed by the fumes.
Maybe.
Mountain Dew might work if you put in those cups too,
but they won't go in there.
Yeah, you're right. They wouldn't be drawn to it. Yeah.
They're repelled from it. Okay. Let's talk about a story that turned out to be one of the most submitted stories we've ever had in the three some odd year history of News AF, where we were inundated. People saw this story and came right to our Facebook group and wanted to tell us about it, about the woman who was banned from Walmart after she was riding around the electric scooter, the electric cart around the store, drinking, and not just drinking out of any container, Tyson, but like yourself, she had an emptied Pringles container, and
that sounds
her chalice to ride around Walmart.
That sounds awesome. This wine has hints of sour cream, honey,
barbecue,
hints of barbecue.
I like how it was wine. I mean, that leads me. I think that a Pringles container poked with holes at the top would be a perfect trap. Maybe that's what she was doing, working on her.
It's a human trap.
Oh, it is a human trap. Trapped her good.
I like how you called it a chalice. I could just picture her riding around making demands, holding up her goblet of wine.
Yeah.
So she's driving around the parking lot outside.
So according to the story, this is in Wichita Falls. The incident began on 9 a.m. Friday when officers responded to a call about a suspicious person in the parking lot of the Walmart. And the dispatchers came in and they found the woman riding an electric shopping cart used for people with physical limitations. And she was drinking wine from a Pringles can.
And she had been doing it, it says here, for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, how long do those batteries last?
Best life, crazy lady.
Yeah.
Could you imagine her just driving by? Good morning, good man.
Yeah.
Do you think this lady, like, she was like, she was just got off her shift on Thursday night, and she's like, oh, I don't work Friday. Yeah, F it. I'm going to Walmart. And she's finally doing the thing she always wanted to do.
And she's more familiar with drinking out of a box-like material, mm-hmm. and Pringles are pretty close to that. So she's like, this feels more natural.
Now, it turns out that the woman was now banned from that Walmart location. She is no longer able to visit said Walmart.
Where do people who get banned from Walmart go? Greyhound doesn't have a lot of
dollar store.
The dollar store, that's probably
by
it.
By the way, suspicious. There's nothing
sell wine
suspicious
at the dollar
her.
Store?
I don't think so, but you can buy lots of horrible toys.
That's true.
But they said she was being suspicious. What's suspicious about a woman driving around on a Rascal with a Pringle of wine? She just having
well,
a good
how
time.
Are you assuming it's a name brand people mover?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, who called in and said she's suspicious? What was she doing? I guess maybe she was prowling around looking inside the cars. That would make her suspicious.
Well, public intoxication, I think, is against the law. Maybe not in Wichita Falls, but in some places in the country, it definitely is.
What time does Walmart open?
They're
sometimes
open all
24 hours.
Yeah, most of the time they're 24 hours.
I don't know if this one was.
Then probably like at 6 a.m.
Wichita Falls, Texas, Walmart is open 24 hours a day.
You could look it up.
Let me look. Really Wichita cared. Falls Walmart store hours.
Also, as if I remember correctly, I think Walmart lets people sleep in their parking lots in like RVs.
Open 24 hours.
Yeah. So this lady probably was just taking advantage of the fact that the Walmart parking lot is a nice little safe place for people.
To meet people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyson, do you think she got the Pringles from the Walmart?
I would assume so. The Pringles and the wine, and then she finished the Pringles, and then she was like, how can I carry my wine around out in public where I won't get in trouble? Because you know how a lot of people put it in like their McDonald's cups or what did you used to do, Rob?
Oh, I had it in a telescope that you would take the top off.
Like, telescope's a little suspicious. That's suspicious.
Are you an amateur astronomer, sir? Yes.
Yes, and I am.
Also, it's not unusual to drink the crumbs at the very end of a Pringles can. You know,
no,
when you get
isn't.
To the bottom. And the,
is so it didn't
smash
look suspicious.
Tyson, do we know what particular flavor of Pringles might best go with a red or a white?
Well, I think it depends on... I think it's more dependent on what Pringles you enjoy. Like, if you were to offer me wine from a sour cream and onions Pringles can, I would say, get out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm not a sour cream and onions type of guy. I would probably go with the original just to keep it classy and simple. Or maybe the pizza flavored ones.
Pizza
cheddar
wine. Yeah,
with cheddar.
No, yeah, I think that might be like a wine and cheese. I feel like that's good.
So
looking
classy.
At all the different flavors, seeing if any...
Salt and vinegar.
What about
and we already
screaming dill pickle, Tyson?
No. But only because that flavor of Pringles, it has nothing to do with it being mixed with wine. Has everything to do with if I just like the flavor of Pringles or not.
Yeah, I bet it was original.
Yeah, original would be safe.
Way to go.
Yeah,
because you know how
Walmart has a huge selection.
You know how hot it is to like sprinkle a little salt on your dessert these days.
Mm-hmm.
That little extra saltiness to that wine. I bet she came up with a new invention. She's going to market it unless we can get to the sloth terrarium ASAP. With this idea, salted wine.
Yeah. All right. Danny, should they open up a place where you can ride around shopping mall or grocery store scooters and also drink wine?
The equivalent of like a smoking section.
Yeah.
The mobility scooter Pringles drinking section.
They already have a place like that in Utah. It's called Lagoon. Only Danny gets that joke, but it's a...
It's the stickiest place on earth.
It's an
amusement park that has like the saddest zoo you've ever seen.
Okay.
Mixed with some of the saddest rides you've ever seen.
Let's hope those things don't pop up, Rob, those areas, because that would be sad. Just seeing people in a tight, confined space circling their rascal scooters around.
Not having enough room to even circle them, just like boom, 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 boom.
Back bumper cars. Yeah, actually, that could be entertaining.
People already do have bumper cars, so I guess.
Yeah, but with the mobility scooters.
Yeah. Mm. Has there been an arrest made in this case, or is the woman just banned from the Walmart?
I think she's just banned from Walmart.
Just banned.
Because there's no photo of this woman. There's no video, but the story has really gotten a lot of circulation.
And the police just showed up and found her at a restaurant nearby and told her that she was banned from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the police didn't even really witness any of it or anything. They were just like, excuse me, madame. And she's probably at Denny's like, I'm grand slamming right now. What do you want? And she's like, and they're like, oh, you're banned for Walmart. And she's like, for what? I just barely walked in here to get my Grand Slam. $5.99. Are you out of your mind? And they go, are you the one that was driving that rascal around? And she's like, it wasn't a name brand one, but yeah. And then they were like, you're banned for life from Walmart.
Yeah.
How do you ban someone? Do you give them like a certificate?
No.
A picture of her up at the register?
Picture.
No, none of that. None of that. I have a friend. And this is true. It was a friend. It was not me, who got banned from Shopko for life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they had anything, but I remember him walking in like a year or two later, just like, may as well just try it. And I do remember them inviting him to leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And this was like in the 90s. This is like in high school.
Oh. Danny, have you ever been banned from anywhere?
Mm-mm. No.
That, Tyson, I have a bunch of people that I know that are banned from CBS Survivor functions.
Yeah. And I know a bunch of people that are banned from ever appearing on Survivor again.
I post a lot of self-bans.
Yes. Like, what, like you ban people from you?
No, I ban myself from going to functions.
Yeah.
Anything, any gathering with more than two people, I try to ban myself.
Smart.
From.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited to talk about this because we were there when it happened, the Fire Festival from about a year and a half ago. We talked about it here on the podcast. Everybody was into it. And then we were all hyped for the Netflix documentary coming up about the Fire Festival. But now, how do you fight fire with fire? Because now Hulu is out with its own Fire Festival documentary. The Hulu version is called Fire Fraud. And we need to talk about this. The two Fire Festival movies. Are we team Netflix or are we team Hulu?
I'm looking at both posters, and it appears there was only one tent at the Fire Festival, because it's kind of like the same tent in both posters. However, I'm drawn to the one on the left, the one that shows the woman in a bikini on the ground with all the trash. Ooh. That's far more appealing as a poster than the one
from the Sex Island documentary.
Sex sells.
Yeah, exactly. That works on me. It's an ancient old technique of selling things.
Yes.
And I'm saying I'm more drawn to that one than the fire about to consume a tent.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Now, the Netflix version of the Fire Festival documentary dropped on Monday morning. And then the Hulu version dropped Monday morning, and the Netflix version is dropping on Friday.
Yeah, but what they did was Netflix advertised when it was dropping.
Yes.
And Hulu just dropped theirs.
Boom.
Unannounced.
Wow.
Just like, boom. Get it here first, guys. Suckas.
Mm-hmm.
And, I actually read this article because it was interesting to me, you know? And at first I thought, okay, Ja Rule was behind Fire Festival. So who's behind this other documentary? Probably Mystical, because those two are the most similarly balanced rappers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. But I think they mostly interviewed the Hulu side of it.
Yeah.
It says the Hulu doc has an exclusive interview with McFarlane.
Correct.
Seth
Which
McFarlane?
Netflix. Yes. No, Chris McFarlane.
Yes.
What is his name?
Billy McFarland. He's the one that partnered with Ja Rule and set up the Fire Festival.
And he's currently serving time
he's going to jail. That's in the Hulu version.
Yeah. So the Hulu version, they have interviews with him, but Netflix claims that Hulu paid that guy $250,000 to do the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with that?
They said they weren't going to give this guy any more money for him being a scam artist. So they said, we refuse to pay him anything because he's a scam artist and we don't want to be part of his scam overall. And then
sounds like a sore loser.
And then Hulu claims that they didn't pay him that much, but they can't get into details about how much they paid him. But yes, they did pay him.
Yeah.
And they also claim that Netflix is working made the documentary in conjunction and partnership with many of the corporations that were involved in the Fyre Festival.
Yes.
So they're like, so Hulu's like, we haven't seen it, but if you're working with the production company that also helped back the Fyre Festival, that could be a conflict of interest.
Right, right. It's like when I watched the WWE documentary about the self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior, and I thought, they're like, oh, this is a hard-hitting documentary. But it was made by the WWE.
And the Ultimate Warrior.
No. Oh, here's another interesting note, Tyson. You're right.
He was unauthorized.
Two companies that were involved putting the festival together helped produce this documentary for Netflix. One of them is called Jerry Media, which is AKA FUCK Jerry.
Yep.
Who I think we should be aware
of. Are all familiar with on Instagram.
Yeah. We are?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know FUCK Jerry?
Not in person, but we know of his Instagram account.
What does FUCK Jerry do?
Remember the fat Jewish?
Yeah. Oh, that's him?
No, he does the identical thing to the fat Jewish. There were those two guys. And
so that's like the Netflix versus Hulu of the fat Jewish?
Of Instagram.
FUCK Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, so they help produce
this
documentary.
They steal stuff off Reddit and post it on their own accounts.
Smart.
And then take credit for it.
And a lot of the stuff that's on Reddit is stuff that's stolen from other places.
Yeah, exactly. There
you
go.
It's all just a big circle of recycling. Well,
with peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yes. Okay. So how are we going to decide? Are we team Netflix or team Hulu? Are we team Fyre or team Fyre fraud?
Oh, I'm team Netflix, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Okay, go on.
So I don't have the nicest subscription to either, but at least with Hulu, I mean, at least with Netflix, I don't get commercials. Yeah. Like, the only reason I do streaming is to avoid commercials.
Okay,
why are you showing me commercials, Hulu?
In this documentary?
No,
there will be
argument,
if you watch
Danny,
it on Hulu.
Come Danny, back. We'll talk
Danny,
to Jerry
what?
Media.
If you paid the same amount for your Hulu subscription as you did for your Netflix subscription, Hulu would also be commercial free.
But that's what they want. It's just slowly taking all of my
and
money
Netflix
without
prices
me.
Prices are going up.
Yep, yep. It's like death by 1,000 cuts, but
why is Netflix charging more when everybody else is advertising free content?
Because they have to pay for all the content they're creating, which
everything.
They are creating a
you
lot.
You have to have Netflix now.
It is true.
So sick of it.
You have to have it. You have to have it. Now, are we going to
why
watch
didn't we
any
start
of these
Netflix?
Documentaries? Or any
yeah, I'm going to watch both of them. I'm going to watch both of them.
Okay, so Tyson,
you're gonna watch both.
You will give us a review?
Yeah.
I think I will watch one. And then if I like it, I will watch the other one.
Why don't you watch the Netflix one, Rob, so Danny has to watch the Hulu one.
Right, yeah.
No, I'm watching the next. I'm not watching the Hulu one.
Okay, fine.
Hulu.
I'll watch the Hulu one, okay?
I'll watch Netflix.
Right. And I'll watch both.
You watch both, and then we'll have a debate next week.
Okay.
Okay. That's
same time, same place?
Yes, same time, same place. And we'll talk about it all next week. Fyre versus Fyre fraud. Should that be a Survivor season, Tyson?
What?
Survivor
that
Fyre
should be.
Versus Fyre fraud.
Well, I voted for Survivor Other for the next Survivor season.
Yes, Survivor Other. How does that work?
Well, somebody put a poll out that said, what should the next season 40 be? And they had like a whole list of things. And then the last one was Other. So I was like, Survivor Other.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us the pitch for that? Survivor Other?
The pitch for that is like, describe an archetype of one of the contestants.
Yeah.
And then you choose the second or third person that comes to mind when that archetype is described. So you, for example, describe one to me.
Describe an archetype?
Yeah.
Okay. Alpha male.
Alpha male. So let's see. Who am I thinking of first for alpha male? Boston Rob, so we won't use him. Who are we thinking of next for alpha male? That Zach kid.
Who's Zach?
Who's
there? That? You go, Survivor Other.
See, I think it should be Survivor Other. They're the people that don't fit so neatly in all of the boxes. They're the others.
That's pretty good.
People
too.
That you've never seen before on television.
That would be an interesting concept.
Yeah. They're people. All like type B, C, and D personalities. I don't even know how many personality types there are.
I don't know how many there are, but they're all people like, yeah, I've never seen anybody on TV like this person before.
Yeah. They're all super passive and
well put together.
Mild, well put together.
Articulate, intelligent.
Like, did they pull this person off a Greyhound bus? This person does not belong on television.
Yeah, I heard Greyhound buses go right to the studios first.
Yeah, they do.
They screen everybody on the bus for potential reality stars.
Sponsored by Greyhound.
For the challenge, for a reward, they all get like a ride on a Greyhound, and any food they find on the floor, they can eat if they want.
Okay. Now, I know that Danny and Tyson, you guys are both athletic athletes.
Very, very much so.
Have either of you ever played any hockey?
No.
No.
No, it looks seems too violent.
I can't skate well enough.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that you guys are not hockey players, because we are, courtesy of people.com, have been made aware of a big problem for hockey players. They have confessed that they have big butts and they cannot lie, Danny. And it is hell to find fitting pair of jeans.
They are suffering. I should not be laughing. Their thighs are too, yeah. You know, as someone who also has horse legs, I will say that my wife would like to see me get into skinny jeans.
Whoa.
But it feels like I've got, I'm
too constricted.
Like too constricted. It's crazy.
You're
just
trying to jam
big.
A bratwurst meat into a hot dog casing.
It's horrible. And yet she constantly talks about how I wish your pants were tighter. You're wearing those loose pants around the house. They look awful. I'm like, if I do anything else, I won't have any blood going to my feet. They'll swell up like clown shoes. But I can understand, especially if they have girlfriends or wives that are pressuring them to wear skinnier jeans, since they tend to be in.
That's the conundrum.
Now, I am not a hockey expert, and I hope that...
to never be one?
No.
Please, I thought you say that.
You want to get a bad edit on this show from Scott St. Pierre, Tyson? Watch
no,
it.
No. I've been to hockey games before.
Yeah, I have too.
Well,
I went to one.
Yeah,
and I saw a girl get hit in the face with a puck.
Ooh,
and that was enough.
Hockey is awesome.
Yeah, it was brutal. Yeah. It's a violent sport.
Well, is it playing hockey that gives you the big butt and glutes, or is it that if you are somebody who has a big butt and glutes that you can play hockey?
No, you're building that muscle. You're skating, like, look at all those professional skaters in the Olympics. They skate so much.
Huge.
It's the movement that builds the quads and the glutes.
Now, they're basically just legs and butt.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I understand. Why don't they reach out to Apple Bottom Jeans to create a men's line?
Interesting.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound right. Apple Bottom Jeans. Is that a real company, Tyson?
Yeah,
for sure it is.
Blackhawks captain Jonathan Taus says, I've never really talked about it, but it's definitely something that a lot of guys go through. And New York Islanders winger Anders Lee said he went to the mall with his wife
and
tried on 40 pairs of pants, only to walk away with one or even none.
40 pairs of pants? Who has the patience to try on 40 pairs of ill-fitting pants?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
I'd rather go home with like one pair that I tried on, even if it doesn't fit, just to get me out of there.
Yeah, just pay the money and get out of there.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, as cyclists, is there any part of the body which becomes overdeveloped?
No, it's all underdeveloped.
Underdeveloped.
The upper body.
Yes.
Yeah, you become very underdeveloped upper body.
So I would wear like a small t-shirt and pretty small pants too. But some cyclists, like sprinters, would probably have a similar situation to these hockey players with bigger quads and bigger glutes. But... Not to this extent. I can see this being a real problem in the hockey community. Like probably almost all of these guys, after a certain number of years of playing hockey, have built such big muscles in their legs that this is an issue.
Yeah. Is Denham the arch nemesis of the hockey player, Tyson?
Denham's the arch nemesis of anyone who it doesn't fit perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't get denim to fit. I mean, they have all this stretch denim and stuff now, but it just doesn't look the same. It's more comfortable, and most of my pants are stretchy, but it's not the real deal.
I would have thought there'd be bigger problems for a hockey player, like how to deal with broken noses and smashed teeth.
Yeah. No,
that's stuff that they've been addressing for years. I like how this piece is like something that everyone, it was like unspoken, but now that one guy's come clean, more people are like, it's not talked about very often, but when I go to the mall, I can't find pants.
Very hard.
And then somebody's like,
the shame.
Oh, you have given me the courage by telling us about your own
thunder thighs
that I can now also tell you about mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Now there's an opportunity. We should start a thunder thighs jeans company.
There is one.
There is? Apple
What's
bottom?
It called? What's it called? It's in the article. It's something cool. It's a cool name.
Well, the one guy says he shops at Zara because their suits fit him correctly.
Yeah, which is that a good advertisement for Zara or bad?
Yeah, that's good.
It's like, wow, I know they're going to fit a hockey player, so I can't shop there.
If tailors and mainstream bands fail, some turn to niche brands like Gong Show, a Canadian.
Gong Show. I would wear Gong Show jeans in a heartbeat, dude.
Dude, what is Gong Show? That sounds like a bit on a late night TV show.
Those Gong Show jeans.
Yeah. Hey, your gong is showing.
Oh, the Gong Show. It was a show.
It was a show with Mike Myers.
You never heard of that, Danny?
No. Oh, Gong Show, lifestyle hockey apparel. So it's specifically tailored for hockey players.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Gong Show, dude.
Looking at it right now.
It's a genius name. I love the name.
Yeah.
Gong Show Gallery.
I don't know why that's so funny, but...
What, the name Gong Show?
Why?
Or the gong?
Why is it Gong Show?
Well, why do they call apple-bottom jeans apple-bottom jeans?
Gong for
show?
What?
I don't know. I'm going to look that up on Urban Dictionary real quick.
I think it's genius, Gong Show. Welcome to the Gong Show.
Yeah. Let me check
out. These look comfortable. Let's a pair see. Of sweats would be just as good.
Mm.
Not fashionable, but definitely comfortable.
Let's see. Yeah. Gong. No, I don't see anything on Urban Dictionary that has anything to do with hockey or butts.
Is Gong Show clothing, is it expensive?
No. T-shirts, $34. Let's look for the pants. Hoodie, $70. Yeah, it's pretty typical. Hockey jeans right here, $99.
Do we have any interns anymore, Rob, that could get Danny a pair of these Gong Show jeans?
To see if they really are for men with giant thighs.
Is Danny the target market for the Gong Show jeans?
100%. Danny has a very muscly lower half.
Yeah, he said they can't find the skinny jeans.
Horse legs.
Horse
legs. Nice. These look nice.
Okay. Well, if any of our former interns are out there listening, see if you can get in touch with Gong Show for Danny.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about another couple of quick...
Wait, hold on. Before you move on, they have a pair of pants called the Quadrosaurus. Quadrosaurus.
Is that the one you want?
It looks nice and comfortable. And then there's the Quadrosaurus Medium Wash Slim Stretch. So that one's nice.
I don't know if Quadrosaurus. I like Gong Show the name, but Quadrosaurus, I don't know.
I'm going to get quad implants so I can fill out my Gong Show.
So you can wear these jeans. What kind of jeans are those? They're Gong Show Quadrosaurus.
Quadrosaurus 32 waist.
Yeah, they're just my favorite jeans.
Hey, stop thigh shaming me, okay?
We're not.
Okay. All right. Tyson, yes. Did you hear about the big tanker which spilled 3,500 gallons of chocolate onto I-40 in Arizona?
the second I heard about it, I jumped in my car to try and get up there. It's a like 2.5 hour drive.
The problem with these stories
with a bunch of graham crackers.
The problem with these stories is they make it sound like, oh my gosh, it's so chocolate delicious. Spilled. It's like Willy Wonka's river. And you're going to be able to go over to the edge of it like Gustav.
Take a tanker.
Dip your hand into it and sip from it. But it never looks that way in the pictures. It's like grotesque. It looks gross. It looks like mud crossing a wet road out into a muddy side. It's not as gorgeous as I always
think. But you dip a finger, though.
If it was flowing hard enough.
You want to fill out those gong show jeans, Danny.
You do.
I would want to get my new pair of Quadosauruses chocolatey, though.
Muddy. Yeah. Get all mud butt in them. Go ahead.
Why do we have a tanker transporting 3,500 gallons of liquid chocolate? Where is this tanker going?
It's probably going to a bunch of different wedding receptions. Stupid chocolate sachets. Exactly, dude. Oh, I hate those fountains. They're so disgusting.
Tanker? What is this?
No, I honestly don't know. It didn't say what company it was. Maybe it was Lindt, and it's the liquid centers of their Lindt truffle balls. Oh, ooh, God, that'd be so
delicious.
Good. That does sound good.
Gosh. Yeah, 40,000 pounds of 120-degree liquid chocolate. Did I have to transport it?
Oh, nice.
120 degrees, so the second it spills out, now it's like a hot tub of chocolate. It probably feels awesome.
That actually does sound nice. I was wondering how they kept it in liquid form.
Yeah.
120-degree chocolate.
Okay. Mm. But see, now that's when you need the ants, Danny.
The ants will clean this up.
Over there.
Yeah, look at them. They're just spraying it off onto the side of the road because they know the ants will do their work.
The ants will get it. Nature's flies, vacuum cue.
Yep.
They're going to have to fly in some anteaters, though, to slurp up those ants at the end of it all.
Because now that's across the highway that you'll be trying to drive along, and it'll be like in a cartoon where like the ants will like make a wall.
Lift the car.
carry your car.
The car
away.
Will be like floating. Oh, ants, man.
Okay. Be sure to let us know about what's going on there. Tyson, the UK is claiming that they have the world's new hottest criminal.
I scrolled down when I saw this headline, looked at the pictures, and have to decide that it is not the world's new hottest criminal. Our criminal is still the hottest one, Jeremy Meeks.
Yes. So Jeremy Meeks, who we've talked about for a long time, the hot felon, he's got a whole racket going on out of being the hot felon. Well, now here comes Oliver Hargraves from Goole, East Yorkshire. And that people are saying that he is the UK's hottest felon, Danny.
I didn't know there was a competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
I mean, maybe in the UK
felons.
He is, but I bet that guy could not even fill out one single pair of gong show jeans.
Dude, he's not going to hit the odds of him being able. There's only so many daughters of billionaires
Jeremy
go around
a
for hot felons.
Yeah, but he could fill out some gong shows.
What did he do, Rob?
I've never seen his lower body.
Yeah. No, they don't say what he does, what he did actually, but a lot of chicks got on there and said how much they loved him. But I have to say he definitely looks, he looks like he's from the UK, and he's handsome enough, but he's not like
he's
strikingly
a roguish hooligan.
But what did he do? I need to know. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, he must
because
have
I don't
want to
be
anybody.
Yeah,
I think
but
he knocked the hat off of one of the guards at the Worcestershire Palace or whatever that place is called.
I can't believe I'm putting it into Google search. UK's hottest felon.
Your wife's gonna see that.
Great.
What does your wife routinely check your internet search history
every day? It's a thing that they agreed to this day they got married. She gets to check his search history every day.
I typed that in and all I got was information about Jeremy Meeks.
Yeah
that's how deep this goes. Jeremy Meeks will always be the hot felon.
Do you think that Jeremy Meeks put out this story with this guy who is definitely not hotter than Jeremy Meeks and said,
yeah,
oh, looks like there's a new hot guy, and everybody's
this
like,
is
no,
the
we want the yeah, old hot Jeremy. Felon back.
You can't run from your past or your record.
Yeah. Let's see. This might be a police hunt man being recalled to prison. Yeah, because this looks like this is the arrest story was in prison and he left prison. Is that what it's?
And then they want him back.
Yeah, but what did he do in the first place? He's a wanted person. They put out his mugshot and they said, wait, hold on a second. This guy is a hot felon. Mm-hmm. So he's wanted.
Do you get
leaving prison?
Do you get sentence reduction for being attractive?
I'm sure that
on a subconscious level, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. I think that
it's like when you get on a flight and they upgrade you, all of it. Being better looking definitely is an advantage almost all the time, unless you're in a room of ugly people. Then,
by the way, I typed in his name.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing a lot of pictures of him. And
what do you think? Oh, you're on board?
No. Oh, no. Oh. Not on board at all. He's not going to get a modeling contract.
Which one of these two guys would get into your gong shows quicker?
This guy probably has huge thighs. Looks like he probably has big thighs.
Yeah, but let's say you're wearing the gong shows.
Is that what you're looking for?
And he gets chocolate all over his pants and asks to borrow mine. Probably. Sure. This guy really is. He looks like he could fill out a pair of gong show pants. He could wear some Quadrosaurus.
Okay, Danny, and then let's touch base with our worst airline passenger of the week.
Quadrosaurus is so stupid.
We have Danny. He tells about the man who boarded a flight in Germany with something in his pants, and it was not giant quadriceps.
And it was not a tinfoil wrapped zucchini.
Mm-hmm. Like,
tell us what it was.
Final Tap. The guy was trying to smuggle a 40 centimeter long live reptile in his pants.
Okay. 40 centimeters long.
How long is that, anybody?
40 centimeters is like a 10 foot.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Like, like 14, 15 inches.
Stupid imperial system of measurement. So dumb.
Was it a turtle?
No, it was a snake.
Yeah. Oh, 15 inches.
You said reptile.
Sorry. Yeah, a snake's a reptile.
I know, but so was a turtle, and I just guessed the most awkward 40-centimeter reptile.
He was trying to smuggle it in his pants. They make it sound like he was trying to smuggle it in the groinal, if that's the word, area of his pants.
That is the word.
Is it?
Was that where he was actually trying to smuggle it?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out. They don't really point out to,
because that was his pet, or he was trying to impress people on the flight.
It's in my pants.
That is a great soundbite. Maybe both. I mean, think about it. If you were to try and smuggle a snake for some reason, I'm sure he was going to Israel probably to sell it. It's probably some illegal snake. Mm-hmm. As if there's not a snake problem already everywhere you go. It's like, where are you going to put it? It does kind of make sense to put it up there in the hopes that the TSA version over there in Germany would be unwilling to manhandle it.
Mm-hmm.
But in
would
this
you
day
recommend
and
it, for snake smugglers to get a pair of gong show jeans next time.
Quadrosaurus, yeah.
And then people will
you get a pair of quadrosaurus,
a turtle each on the glutes,
yes,
a turtle
exactly,
each on the quads, and one giant anaconda.
That was his
in the
mistake.
Groinal region.
He should have done one per leg in a pair of Quadrosaurus pants. And then there's symmetry. It doesn't draw attention. You put it in your groin, especially a bag that big, people are going to look. They're going to want to touch. They're going to want to see.
Yeah.
So his mistake was he should have brought two snakes, one in each thigh and a big pair of pants. And then just said, I'm a hockey player.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
Yeah.
It is interesting that so that you go through the scanner, I'm guessing it's just a metal scanner, and then they pull you aside. It makes me wonder if this happens to people with large male members. Like, are they getting harassed constantly because people think they're smuggling things?
Well, dongs don't have a vertebrae. So I think when you go
what, they can see the vertebrae of the snake, Tyson?
Maybe through the X-ray machine.
No, I'm saying a lot of places you don't go through an X-ray machine. You go through the metal detector, especially small airports.
That's true.
So what I'm wondering is if people are just pulling people aside who are gifted, like, you know,
So you're saying if somebody rolls in some quadrosaurs, for sure they're getting pulled aside to be inspected.
It's like, why are you so big everywhere from your waist down?
Can I touch
we
all
need
that
a
stuff?
A closer examination of this, because nobody has legs that size.
Well,
I think they're trying to really crack down on the pervy TSA employees. I think that that's something.
This isn't evidence of that, because they had no problem groping on this guy's snake.
Well, this is Germany.
You think it's different in Germany?
I don't know.
Where they love
well, obviously, they don't care. Bulge.
It was a suspicious bulge.
It was moving. I guess that's a bad sign.
And hissing.
Yeah, moving and hissing. I guess you're right. The movement is probably what they saw first.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that in the pants just like wiggling around?
Dude, and come on.
How good that would feel.
Why not? There must be other ways to do this.
For the snake.
What I want to know is how much, it doesn't say in the article, but how much is a snake worth? To do that, to go through that much effort to try and smuggle it onto
the
a plane.
Street value of
where's he trying to get it? And what kind of snake was it?
He was trying. And he was trying to get it to Israel. So it's just.
Well, if there's no market in Israel, it could be thousands of dollars or maybe more.
Yeah.
His fine.
We need a snake.
Come
expert.
On, Danny.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it. The fine has to be obviously way less than the price you'll make.
Yeah, but how many times has he gotten that snake through in his pants?
Well, now he's been marked for extra groin screening every time for the rest of his life. When he goes through, he's going to get patted down.
Maybe that was his plan the whole time.
Just to get the touch of another human.
Danny, you have some bolt hole for us today?
I do.
Hold on. Sorry. Let me. Do we have time for Tyson? I know you're on a tight schedule.
Yeah, let's just skip the song this time.
Okay, we'll just skip the song and go right into Danny's bolt hole.
Okay, no song. It's kind of weird. Wait, you are going to play the song. You're going to play the song. Just play the song. Do it.
We almost got you so good, dude.
You really did. It was very close. I think you're gonna feel you belong. All right. I was going to talk about the Netflix price increase. Just because I was raging on that for a while.
You can't get the Fire documentary without paying the piper.
But it just seems like over 100 years, they'll gradually increase the price of Netflix to such a degree that I'll have to sell my children to them, work as an indentured servant or an AI
dollar for everything I watch. I'll take that deal.
Well, it's not just Netflix. It's everybody else is charging just enough for you not to notice. Like they must have done some kind of psychological experiment. What is the dollar amount people won't recognize is constantly being sucked away every month from their banking account?
Can I get a
because
Netflix
they all use
skinny bundle?
They all use about the same amount, like $9.99, and they're just slowly increasing it.
Yeah, just bleeding you. Do you want me to tell you something? I did the math on how much I spend on media each month.
Streaming, yeah.
On streaming. It's over $100.
Yeah, so
did you cut the cord?
And I cut the cord.
You gotta
that's
cut the
joke.
Ethernet cable next.
Yeah, we cut the cord. We got rid of satellites. Got rid of cable because we thought that we were getting a sweet deal, but all they're doing is slowly increasing it until we are where we were, and that is paying way too much for crappy content.
How do you get to $100, Tyson?
Google YouTube TV, that's 35.
Okay. Whoa.
HBO, that's 15. Netflix, that's 11.
That's the biggest ripoff, I think, the HBO.
Hulu, that's 11. Something else probably.
See, now Tyson can't even think of it. That's their whole scam here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait, who is charging me again for what? And then when you look on your banking statement, they don't show up as like Netflix, $15. It's some like weird name, you know? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, who is that? Oh, it must be legit. It happens every month.
Yeah.
Could be some Nigerian prince taking $15 every month.
I think
it's usually built through
HBO
Apple or something.
After Game of Thrones is over. I think that's it.
I just think we should all get out of. If you were to just choose one, I don't know what it would be. But honestly, this is the other thing. They're kind of like a drug in that they have at least one good thing going at a time, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or for me, the Rick and Morty. or the Seinfeld shows on Hulu, or Netflix had, you know, whatever. It's like they always have just enough to keep you there.
Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Yeah, but when those shows aren't on or they don't have the newest season, you're like, why am I paying for this garbage? And right when you're about to get rid of it.
Handmaid Stan Tyson?
No sure. comment.
I watched it.
But Tyson's paying $100.
Rachel loves it. Rachel loves it.
In 30 years, Tyson will be up to $500.
Yeah.
Paying for 35 different programs, because the next step is to break down every, not just like every HBO station. Does its own thing, but every station will have their own. Disney will have their own, which they're already working on.
Yeah, Disney's will be here by the end of this year, I think.
Yeah, and so it's just, it just gets worse and worse and worse, and they just slowly crank up the price, and then next thing you know... Seriously, something is going to lead to the salt mines, either for me or for my AI. It's like it's going to happen.
Hmm.
And this is the start of it.
Yeah.
Whether it's through my phone contract, because the phone people do the same thing.
Yeah.
They get you and they slowly lure you into new programs, more coverage. 5G. Did you hear about the 5G lie that AT&T is telling? They're putting 5G. What is it? 5GE. 5G will be ready, but they're already putting on their phones that they're 5GE, but they won't be connected to 5G at all. It's like a total scam that they're doing so they can increase the price of their phones and their service. And it's just like, dude, it never ends. All these people are slowly sucking you dry.
I saw that the phone companies were like selling like your location on the dark net. And they were like, oh,
of course they are
supposed to be doing that.
Yeah. All of that is happening.
Like $300.
Yep. And who knows what Netflix is selling about all the things you watch to people who market stuff to you.
Well, what are they doing with that?
Honestly, I don't care about my privacy. It's already dead. I'm married. There is no such thing as privacy. But I'm just out there to say all these things are just eventually going to just lead to some kind of you owe everything you have to a streaming service or a cell phone company or somebody.
Tyson. Do you think that we are approaching the age where maybe there will be some sort of digital cable box descrambler that is coming, where that there'll be like something that you could hook up on your system that would just give you all of the...
They already have that.
What is it?
They already have that. They have like the hacked Amazon Fire Sticks and stuff that you can buy for like a couple $100.
Who
and
did
they
you get
have
that from Soulja Boy?
Yeah, it's about like Soulja Boy.
Check out my set-top box. You can get every single show.
It's always somebody selling it who shouldn't be, like a 55-year-old man is like, hey, guess what? My buddy got me one of these. I can get you one, too. They're like $120. And I was like, you know that they're not legal, right? And he's like, well.
Define legal.
Well, and the problem with those is the same problem you had with like Napster and all those other music-stealing sites is that they become a hassle. And then they become super, they feel
viruses.
Like, you're getting viruses. I feel like I'm being robbed somehow. When you used to do BitTorrents, it was the same thing. And so it's like you
Lime
go
wire.
Yeah, you just go back to getting the $9.99 because you're like, at least I know I'm being robbed.
It's safe.
With the other people, I don't know what's happening with my computer, but it's slowing down.
All right. Anything else, Danny?
No, I wasn't going to talk about that, but I couldn't help myself. I was going to talk about a tattoo artist who did the Bird Box challenge on a client.
On a tattoo?
Yeah, on a tattoo. Mm. It didn't work out. It looked like that tattoo that Steve-O got on Jackass in the Hummer while they were driving.
Okay.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
No need to talk about it.
That's it. That's all of it. It went as well as could be expected.
Yep. Yeah. Check the boxes.
Here's a late-breaking story that was sent to us on our Facebook group. A man stabbed 13 times by his girlfriend proposes to her in Russian court as she's about to be sentenced for nearly killing him.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a woman you want to stick with.
Stand by your man.
There was a similar stabbing story here in Utah.
Standing by his woman.
I know.
There was a similar story here where a son stabbed his dad like 10 times. And then while they waited for the ambulance, they both went out to the driveway to have a beer and a smoke.
Mm-hmm. And where did that happen?
In Utah, here.
Jeez, Utah's becoming like the new Florida.
Slowly but surely. Yep.
Because we had that teen doing the Bird Box thing. Now we got this thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
One time I saw a dad and a son fighting in a front yard in Utah, and that was like a really good day for me.
did they go out and have a smoke and a drink?
They might have. They were throwing afterwards. Fists. It was like an adult son and an adult dad.
Yeah. I just want to give an update about the Group AF Facebook group that I mentioned a couple times, that we're going to try something new. What we're going to do is now when a post gets added, that we are going to green light whether or not it makes it to the group, and that'll cut down on anything that shouldn't be there for any number of reasons. And I think that hopefully that's going to have a better, more streamlined experience for everybody in the group. We'll see how that works out. Okay.
Deal.
Okay. All right. Because Danny has been tired of hearing Danny complain about the Facebook group.
What? No, not true. Not true. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah. All right. Tyson, what else?
Review.
That's all.
That's it.
Okay. Right?
All right. So what's our homework assignment? Let's review. So Danny is going to watch the movie
Netflix.
Fire on Netflix. I am going to be watching the other one, Fire Flop. Is that what it's called?
Sure. But you're watching on Hulu, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm watching the Hulu Fire Festival. And then Tyson is going to watch both.
Okay.
Yep.
How are you going to watch both? Do you have that cracked Fire Stick?
Yeah, I bought that for $700.
Watch them simultaneously so you don't waste extra time watching both.
Picture in picture.
No. Get two computers and just watch them right here while on your phone.
The Fire Festival was all just a scam to make the documentary?
I think we're still getting scammed, and we're going to continue to get scammed in the future.
Mm-hmm. Wonder when Sex Island's going to get their movie. I was unable to get over there during the festivities.
What about, did you ever see,
Yes.
Did you ever see any more from Sex Island, from the guy's journal?
The guy that was blogging?
No. I'm sure his journal is out there somewhere, but that's a Google search that will definitely draw unwanted attention from my wife.
Sex
Island blogger.
Yeah.
Sex Island intimate journal.
Mm-hmm.
Image only.
Okay. All right. Well, great work here today. Back on News AF. We'll be back again next week to talk about the Fry Festival documentaries and everything else going on. Of course, you could join us in our Facebook group, Group AF on Facebook. And thanks so much for Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.